And welcome to the ISA Tribe from Heather de Wits in Hout Bay, Cape Town, South Africa, where I profile people, groups and organizations in and out of South Africa who are inspiring and serving us as a people. They're all doing it with purpose and are focused on serving the people and all living things on the planet. And today I'm going to be talking to Kevin McKee, who's a transformation coach in Johannesburg. Hello and welcome, Kevin.
Hi, Heather.
Right, Kevin, let's start here. Tell us where it all started for you.
Well, basically in my very late teens, early 20s, I discovered I was gay. And when I told my family and my church, they basically told me to leave. I was planning on being a Catholic priest, which of course didn't work. And then I had to find a place that I would fit in again, or where people would accept me again. And that was, yeah, and slowly I learned psychic readings, I learned tarot, I connected with Buddhism, all sorts of different things. And then eventually found my own path where I am today. And that's basically the short and sweet.
Okay, and then you do a whole array of modalities of work, but let's talk about your shadow work here.
Okay, the shadow work is a very important part of what I do. Basically, the shadow is the aspect of ourselves that we have hidden away and blocked away from childhood. Up to the age of about 6, 7, we're basically sponges and we just absorb everything that comes in around us. And then after that, we start identifying as an I, as me, separate from the whole. But the whole thing is that we keep trying to fit back into the whole. And we allow our parents and our teachers and our priests and everyone else to tell us what is right and wrong in terms of fitting back into the whole. Now, the thing with shadow work is that all those things that don't fit into the whole, all those things that don't fit into what our parents think we should be or what our priests think we should be or what our teachers think we should be, but our souls want to express.
Yes.
We then block away and hide away.
Yeah, that's very powerful stuff. And I think we'll have to just, well, that's, you know, I've said there, that's amazing. I think that is absolutely crucial in anybody's, you know, journey that this shadow work is done. So can we move on now to quantum universe?
Okay, yeah. Through my whole process, especially because a big fascination for me has been this whole, okay, so what is right and what's wrong? And the more I've explored this, the more I've realized that there's not so many clear things, because some things are right here, some things are right there, other things are wrong where they were right, and it gets all very confusing. And through that process, I've discovered quantum physics and quantum mechanics, and I also studied sacred geometry for a bit as well. And basically, the quantum universe takes things beyond the secret, beyond all of that, to the essence of what is really without the human BS, really,
yes,
that we pile on top to control people.
Absolutely. I love the way you put that.
Yeah, and it's absolutely fascinating when you watch movies like What the Bleep Do We Know and listen to The Secret and the Abraham teachings, and you look at how your churches and your teachers and everyone else has told you how restrictive things are. When you look at things in a bigger picture, all of a sudden there are no restrictions. You are who you are, an experience of God. And that's all there is to it, really.
Yes.
Which,
you know,
is quite a mind blowing concept.
Yeah, very subtle. Very subtle. Mm. And that's sometimes where people, you know, don't have the patience to go there because everybody's looking for a quick fix, and I want to know, I want it now.
Oh God, when I first started telling people that I practiced Wicca and all that sort of stuff, you know, I used to get clients go, oh, I'm having a bad time at work. Can you get rid of my boss? Can you sort out my ex-husband? Can you? And people are looking for quick fixes. They're looking for, instead of looking inside themselves, taking responsibility for their own process and going, okay, well, I need to take responsibility here. They're blaming their ex-husband, their ex-wife, their boss, their children, their teachers, their everyone else for what's going wrong in their life.
Yeah,
when everything
absolutely.
is actually squarely should be on their own shoulders.
Absolutely, absolutely. And your work as a transformation coach, Kevin?
Well, basically, I use the understanding of the quantum universe. I use a lot of the shadow work and shadow processing. And the transformational coaching came about really where I discovered doing tarot readings and doing psychic readings for people very often isn't enough. You know, you can get ideas, you can shift things here, you can change your perception there. But then you send them off on their way. And because, especially with talking about quantum universes and all that sort of stuff, they're kind of like lost in a sea of, okay, well, what the hell now? I know this stuff, but how do I do it? How do I work it? How do I manage it? So that's where I came along with the transformation coaching process. It basically takes an introduction into quantum thinking, helps people understand the quantum universe and how big things really are. And then it takes it into how you apply that through your weekly processes. Normally we meet sort of once a month on a one-on-one basis with people. And each month obviously has homework. It has things that they have to do, things that meditations they have to do, focusing they have to do to help work on and clear all of those things so that they can live their own truth, not the truth of somebody else or what a church is telling them or what their mothers told them or their husbands or wives are telling them they have to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, all of us kind of have a vision and a dream for the work that we're doing. Where what is your dream for this wonderful work that you're doing, Kevin?
Well, basically, when I first started doing all of this work, and I think all of us experienced sort of our late teens and 20s, the desire to absolutely change the world. And we take on these huge, big projects to try and make the world a better place. I've kind of realized that's pushing our luck a little bit. So I look at if I can help people embrace their truth, they will naturally help other people embrace their truth. And that will cause like a ripple effect. So
Yeah.
instead of shining light on the whole world, shine light on the area around you. And then that will enlighten and raise the vibration of your area, which then expands out exponentially into the world.
That is wonderful. And in all of this, obviously, we're looking for people that really have a desire to want to change.
Yes.
And
Yeah,
that's the key.
I spent a lot of time wasting my time, excuse the expression, on people who were looking for a quick fix and weren't prepared to actually do the work to change their lives. And, you know, people that come to me, some people get a little bit, but the people that are most successful coming to me are the people that take responsibility and change the very environment.
Well, I think you're doing extraordinary work. I love all the different modalities. I've studied most of them and find them all incredibly fascinating, and everything has something to offer. And so I think we've basically covered everything here now, Kevin. I really enjoyed having you on my couch, and I wish you onwards and upwards in the extraordinary work that you're doing. And thank you.
Thank you very much, Heather, and thanks for the invitation.